right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
People magazine claims the movie A Star Is Born is responsible for breaking up Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk, but because he was so emotionally absent during the filming, he gets into movies when he's directing, and he wrote that movie as well. They said nothing about Lady Gaga being a factor, but of course that's what everybody thinks. Mm-hmm. But he was totally, I guess, removed from his relationship while he's doing that movie. But, you know, that's what happens when you're a big, hot director and actor. That's what happens. Woodstock 50, basically on life support at this point. Yesterday, it may have suffered the death blow because Watkins Glen backed out as a venue.
Yeah.
So the producers also left.
Oh.
Now, the organizers say, no, we're going to find a new place, and it'll go on as planned in August. But I just think if you have tickets, you might want to frame those and hang on to those as
it's
a souvenir.
It's almost like you want to say bless their hearts.
Yeah, I know.
They're trying to do it, and it's just not working.
Or it's going
to
be Fire Festival.
Yeah, exactly.
The Woodstock edition.
And, or it'll be like a very small, fun little concert.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be it. We got
maybe 2,000-3,000 people.
Yes. Yeah, we got a bunch of cover bands.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. Come on over. And this is so interesting. Yesterday it came out. Gwyneth Paltrow, now she is married. She was married again just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she might be on to something. There was heavy discussion on quite a few social media platforms yesterday. She and her husband only spend 4 nights a week together. The other 3 he spends with his kids. A lot of people say, this is great. Love it. Then things started coming up. You know, well, I sleep in a separate room from my husband. Yeah, we love each other, but can't sleep together. Some people even live in different homes. So she may be onto something for once. I don't know if there's something weird that you do with your significant other. I know a couple who they have separate bedrooms, and there's no lack of fun. But
so you have that separate life living together.
Yeah, they just can't sleep to get sleep. They just have a hard time sleeping together.
There was, throughout the past years, when the girls were growing up, that the two girls, Nicole and Kelly and I, would take a father-daughter trip.
Right.
Somewhere.
Just
the 3 of us.
That's cool.
Didn't matter who I was with.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I would have to tell that person, no, we do this every year.
You should do that again one of these days.
And we've been talking about
it. Yeah, you definitely should. You guys would have fun.
And they love it.
Yeah.
And they had great memories.
Absolutely.
And I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, everybody does something different. It's
to make
living
it work.
A different time now. Exactly. That is my painfully deep take.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.